On Tuesday, New Yorkers will vote on a ballot proposition about whether to allow up to 7 gambling casinos upstate. If voters give the go-ahead, a few casinos could be built in the Catskills, in regions represented by Republican Congressman Chris Gibson.
You know, I'm convinced that these are family resorts. You look at the possibilities in Sullivan County. These are destination sites where families are going to be able to go horseback riding, outside water sports, playing golf. A casino option, also swimming. So any number of things. And I think that this is part of what will be part of a destination point and a family location. So I am supportive.
Democrat Sean Eldridge, who in September formally announced a campaign for the nomination to run against Gibson in 2014, is also supportive, but with caveats.
Well, I think we all want to make sure that we grow our local economy and create jobs. And I think that casinos are one way of doing that. I do support allowing casinos to come to the Hudson Valley, to this region. I don't think it's a silver bullet. I think it's one way to create jobs and grow our economy. And I also think that it's very important that we make sure that the communities where casinos might exist are able to have their input and decide whether or not it's something that they want in their community or their county. I think that kind of local rule is very important. And I also think it's important we make sure that we don't harm our environment in the process.
New York Jobs Now has been holding press conferences around the state urging voters to support casino gambling. New York Jobs Now is a coalition of business leaders, labor unions, economic development professionals, and others. One such pro-casino press conference was held in Ulster County, where Ulster County Executive Mike Hine and Sullivan County Legislature Chairman Scott Samuelson expressed their support for the ballot proposition. Gibson's 19th congressional district includes all or portions of counties where casinos could be developed, including Sullivan and Ulster. He says supporting a constitutional amendment to allow casino gambling in New York would help keep dollars from being spent on gambling in other states.
The idea that we would keep some of that money here as part of a destination resort for a family vacation, I think this is a good one for us as far as economic development, and so I plan to vote yes.
U.S. Senator from New York Charles Schumer, like Eldridge, says a local community's opinion matters.
I have always said we should have casino gambling in a limited way if three conditions are met. First, that the local community wants it, not 51-49, but overwhelming. Second, that it actually is part of an overall economic development plan. And third, that it doesn't increase gambling, but displaces, if you will. So that it doesn't, you know, I'm not for gambling in the middle of a downtown area where people would just go in and do their paychecks. But if they have to get on a bus, I'd rather they go to the Catskills than they go to Foxwoods or Atlantic City. So for that reason, I've always been for gambling in the Catskills.
Meanwhile, some Hudson Valley opponents say the ills of casino gambling are not being publicized. Also, the New York State chairman of the Conservative Party opposes casino gambling. Michael Long says he seldom agrees with the New York Times, but does agree with the paper's editorial that urged New Yorkers to reject the proposed constitutional amendment to expand casinos in New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.